Hello, my name is Oliver Rossier, and I am recording this first podcast of my entire life. Digital literacy has been very important to me. My career path has been mostly engaged in the post-secondary institutions of the Banff Center in the beautiful Rocky Mountains in Alberta, as well as at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. My roles have mostly been administrative, but as a part of that, I've become more and more engaged in helping different centers and institutes reach out to different communities, different audiences, using digital technology. So a few years ago, I realized that I was getting completely left in the dust, and I needed to get out and find out what was going on in the digital world. So the key word for me, drawing on some of our studies to date, key word for me is weaving. I look at the digital interfaces that we can use and think about the ways that I can build connections or facilitate collaborations using digital technology. I'm trying to help teams draw attention to their interesting research projects or creative works using technology. So weaving is a key word for me, as is digital curating. So we help each other learn how to use these technologies and how to optimize our outreach into different audiences. When I first started using technology, I loved the fact, frankly, that I didn't have to rewrite an entire page of a document if I made a mistake. So very quickly, using an Apple II computer with a single stream printer that would, so I'd print out a 9 or 10 page essay all in one long sheet, and get the, I'm sure you hear the part where I actually print the physical piece, stretch it out across the floor, and then write my way across the floor and go back to the printer or to the computer and fix the errors. So for me, digital has always overlapped with the physical artifact. So the printing piece has always been quite important to me. But another early experience that I'd like to relate is the fact that computer games became very important to me early in my life, and actually strategy games. So when I look back at the many, many hours I spent on video games, I rationalize those hours into useful time, because it helped me develop strategies for organizing large amounts of data, moving resources. So video games and long printing exercises were my first two experiences in the digital realms. Soon after Facebook came on, I was invited by a graduate student to join in, and I was very early on trying to explore how I could use Facebook as a platform for student recruitment. I was working in a department called linguistics. We have, that department recruits from all over the world, very strong department, also work with language and words. It wasn't quite as simple as I expected. Treading delicately on the public-private boundaries. So how do you engage in the public recruitment for a program while using my own Facebook profile? So I think many of us have gone through this experience, learning how to navigate what you will use in a public realm and what will be a private realm. It was actually in MACT, in the program with my colleagues, that I learned about Twitter and LinkedIn. So LinkedIn and Twitter both, I was afraid of using those platforms. I just somehow, it seemed too open. How could anyone post their resume online? How would that be? You know, why wouldn't anyone just copy that and become, you know, identity thieves, and there would be little Oliver Rossiers running all over the world? I'm sure everyone is now taking a deep sigh of relief that that didn't happen. I Mac'd colleagues that helped me navigate those first interactions with LinkedIn and Twitter. I now use Twitter as my public outreach mechanism or platform, and I use Facebook very limited for public outreach. And I'd love to hear thoughts of this colleagues in the current class, COM 555, and see what they're doing. Another area that I'm using digital technology is to catch plagiarism in applications. In linguistics, for example, I was able to actually identify a prospective candidate to a PhD program who had literally scraped a thesis from someone in a different university and tried to submit that as a component of his application. The interesting part for me was the reason the red flag came up for me was that his email spelling and grammar were so terrible that I was having trouble understanding what his message was. But his essay was eloquent, the kind of thing you'd think was published, and in fact it was. So digital technology has helped me in my current administrative roles. And as I said, I'm sure video games have too. In fact, I helped to organize a conference just recently where I met one of the great designers of video games. So in the small world that we live in now, I got to meet the designer of Space Invaders. It was a great honor for me. And in fact, it wove back into my work life one of my early digital hobbies. Thank you very much for listening. I look forward to your comments and look forward to collaborating with the wonderful students in the New Media Narratives class.